Well, joining us now in the World Today studio with her reflections on this historic day is Jackie Huggins, the Deputy Director of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies at the University of Queensland and a former co-chair of Reconciliation Australia. An author and historian, Jackie Huggins was also involved in the national inquiry that resulted in the Bringing Them Home report, and she was in Parliament for the apology today. Jackie Huggins, thanks for being here. What was it like for you this morning, sitting there in the Parliament, hearing that apology?
I thought the day would never come when I would hear the apology, so it was very emotional for me. And I'm not a stolen generation person myself, but I felt for the sister I was sitting next to and all the people in the gallery there, and I saw them cry and tears and smile and be very joyous. So it was a wonderfully inspirational and uplifting time, and it's made my 13 years of reconciliation experience, it's probably been the climax of that.
Is there any sense in which it's too late?
Never. It's never, ever too late, because what we've been saying all the time is that we have to have a start. And that start, I think clearly, it comes with the apology. And then we apologise, we forgive, we accept, and then we work together to move on to the very entrenched problems that Indigenous communities, Indigenous people face in our country. But we have to work together really hard now to close the 17-year life expectancy gap, and to work on all the areas around Indigenous social disadvantage.
The Prime Minister talked about the apology today, making it possible to build a new approach to Indigenous affairs, a new beginning, he said. For those people who don't seem to get the significance of the apology, can you explain what difference an apology really makes to those practical problems?
Well, prior in our history, there has never been anything that would even signal to Indigenous people that that the non-Indigenous people of this country are very sincere in terms of the grief, loss and suffering that's occurred to us. There's never been any formal recognition through the federal parliament. Of course, there have been state and territory apologies, and they have moved on. There are very good programs within states and territories that have moved on with the reconciliation agenda. Now, the first time in our history, we have the federal parliament apologising for the Australian people, and we're absolutely delighted that now this is such a symbolic gesture, but it has to be matched, of course, with the practical. And as we say in the reconciliation area, we have to have an equal balance of the symbolic and the practical to make and achieve a true reconciliation in our country.
Well, of course, the Bringing Them Home report talked about reparations being both an apology and compensation. Is compensation still equally important?
I think certainly it's part of the package. And I've said to people, how would you feel if your child was taken away? Would you want the right to sue the government? And I'm sure the answer from everybody would be unequivocally yes. In fact, that you know, there has been a denial of any monetary or any compensation that's been talked about in our country. I think it's a blight on our history. I think it's morally correct to offer some olive branch here in terms of compensation.
And yet, this government has ruled it out.
They have. I would ask them not to really let go of it yet. Maybe, you know, in a couple of months, years, who knows, that they might reconsider, because I think governments go in with the best of intentions sometimes, and sometimes with the worst of intentions, as we've seen in our history. But, you know, I would urge them to reconsider this aspect of compensation.
Now, what do you think of the Prime Minister's new bipartisan commission, which he announced this morning, asking the opposition leader to join, a bipartisan approach, first looking at Indigenous housing? Is that something that's going to dramatically change things on the ground?
It will, and housing, of course, is one of the severe and very complex problems that we have within our communities. Of course, what results from overcrowding is that you have 20, 30 people in a house in particularly remote communities. I mean, that happens also in urban communities. Of course, the social problems that stem from that, the domestic violence, the child abuse, the inability to go to school, the lack of employment opportunities, all these stem from overcrowding and housing. So I think it's a great start to start with housing, and then a lot of things will follow from that.
Now, Brendan Nelson supported the apology. He agreed to be co-chair of this bipartisan commission. What did you make of his response today?
His response in terms of the speech you're talking about?
Yes.
Look, I've got to tell you that I was very disappointed. I know he made a couple of very good points, but, you know, in relation to bringing up, I think, a whole host of very irrelevant issues around the sincerity of the apology, I think was a mistake. I think that...
How were people around you reacting?
Well, there was a lot of talk going on. I was in the gallery and I didn't hear the boos and the hisses downstairs from what I believe was happening there. But people were very uneasy and shuffled around a bit.
Does that, though, mean that if this is what Brendan Nelson's done in this speech, that he may not be the best person to work with on this bipartisan commission?
I don't think that necessarily means that. In fact, you know, Brendan Nelson years ago was a great friend of Aborigines. I mean, he has a photo, a large photo of a painting of Neville Bonner in his office. And, I mean, I've been there and, you know, he's been involved in the Aboriginal medical services and with Aboriginal health for a very long time. So one would expect that, you know, his heart's still there. So hopefully... together with the Prime Minister, you know, they will work on a bipartisanship here. And that's what we've always called for in the reconciliation process, that governments work with each other, both federally and state, in a bipartisan approach to overcoming severe social disadvantage that's experienced within our communities.
Jackie Huggins, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Jackie Huggins, the Deputy Director of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies at the University of Queensland.